Balls.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Digital Chill, Season 3, Episode 1. We are finally back. I'm here with
Keith Clark
and
Honor All.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
We're so back.
We are so back. And we are very excited to announce our third season of the Digital Chill. Let's get a round of applause, everybody. Let's go.
One of these has got to be a random applause. Nope.
There we go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We did it.
All right. But yeah, we're back. It took us like, what, a month to finally get back into the studio after school started?
Oh, yeah. We've been having some issues regarding some of the times being available. Sometimes people would reserve it. Sometimes, you know, we were a little bit busy, a little bit of everything. But it's okay, though, because now we're back here officially.
We are finally in.
And guess what? We're back, baby!
Yeah! All right. This season, or this year, whatever, however you want to see it, is going to be more of the same with we're still going to be talking about stuff that's going on.
We're still fucking talking. That's the whole point of the podcast.
No, this new season is going to be we're just not going to talk.
Yeah, so we've decided for the new season that we would do a deaf challenge and then also, or really just overall, it'd be like a Helen Keller challenge, basically.
Yeah, yeah. We thought it's the right way to take this.
Yeah, we're actually going to start doing our podcast in Braille, so you're just going to have to read it on Spotify.
You can't read it.
You can't read.
Yeah. It's just going to be like...
We're going to do the intro and then stop talking for an hour.
It's going to be a video of Braille dots.
Yeah, it would be like... Basically, it will be... That's basically it.
Yeah.
I thought you just lost your train of thought, but no, that was the joke.
So anyway, we're going to do a practice round real quick, guys.
Welcome to season three.
Welcome to season three.
We're really giving it our all this
season. Yeah, we're really working super hard to make this come true. honestly, it's a very hard thing to do. It's very difficult to just, like...
Not talk.
Yeah. Just go like.
All right. And then, it actually is difficult. I can't stand the silence.
Yeah, because the silence is very loud.
Basically, same thing. Talking about stuff that's going on. Talk about our lives, other people, everything else going on.
Hopefully, we have some more people joining us.
That's the main thing. That's the change I'm hoping to see. I don't know why I'm saying that. Like, I'm not a part of that. Hoping to do. In this season is have a lot more special guests because I think last year we had
four, I think,
out of the nine episodes we had I don't know. It doesn't really say
at least three
because I know we had Beck. I think we had Poff come back for the 1 year.
And I think we had Aiden Beck.
I think we had Beckman. So we had three.
Yeah.
Out of nine, that one third. The goal is to get more. I don't know how many more. I don't know. It's not going to be...
We're going to be a one for every episode.
I was literally in the process of saying I don't think it's going to be one every episode.
Every other episode.
But we're going to get a lot more. But we're not going to limit ourselves to where if we don't get a guest, we won't record, blah, blah, blah. Because that's also something I want to see this year is very high consistency. I want every Wednesday in the studio, record.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
12 hours, 24 hours.
Yeah, 12-hour sessions.
In the studio.
12-hour recording sessions. We're going to order food in
72-hour session all night, all day in the studio.
72-hour session, is that what you just said?
Yeah, 72 hours.
3 days straight, bitches. Yeah. Let's get it.
No, that's the goal. Basically, I mean, not every Wednesday, because obviously there's going to be scenarios like... Last week, we couldn't record because I got my wisdom teeth removed like 2 days prior to that, and I was still hurting. I could barely talk, so
or the week before where Hunter forgot.
I forgot.
And didn't want to come back.
And then he went home, which is 3 minutes away, and did not come back.
And then immediately fell asleep.
You even texted me like, no, I don't really feel like it. And then all of a sudden you went offline, and you woke up 2 hours later.
Yeah.
I was ready
exactly
to throw
what
games.
Happened.
But we're back. We're in. There's not gonna be any more of those lame excuses. There has to be a valid reason.
Yeah, like my dog died.
So yeah, there's gonna be like we're gonna try to get in here as often as we can. We're gonna try to stay consistent. Really actually try this season and not have a moment where we go like a month, because I feel like we did that both seasons. When we just
that
had
was
a
longer
month
than a month
break.
Last season.
But
I
we're
think
better than that. Three. We're better men than that. Like I'm saying, like 72 hours. 84 hours, 96 was hours.
We're going to have a piss bucket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was 3 months.
February 22nd, nothing until May 15th. Lord have mercy.
Well, to be fair, we're getting ready to be seniors. So, yeah, we're seniors now, guys.
Oh, I know why. Because of the musical. I could barely record because of that.
Oh, yeah. You were super busy.
You have another, one.
Yeah.
Not soon, but don't you have another one you have to do?
Musical?
Yeah.
Not till like March.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, no.
I forget. We only do one. I thought we did two.
No, we do one musical. The other things are drama that I'm not a part of because...
That drama like stuff is corny. Only cornballs do drama.
Cornballs.
I hope
I'm not going to slander the drama too much.
I am.
Why? Is it because you're a dramatic little boy?
No.
Loves being manhandled? Or?
No. What? No. All right. Maybe.
Okay. Anywho,
let's get into the topic.
I think Gabe's the one manhandling.
No. Topic of the episode. Summer. Because, you know, that was a thing that happened over months. That's kind of the reason why we didn't record for months. Because we weren't in school. We were out doing fun stuff.
I was out partying. I was getting hammered every single night.
I don't know if you can legally say that.
Yeah, I don't think you can legally say that.
I'm pretty sure you legally can't say that.
I'm joking. I'm joking, guys. I'm joking.
No, listen. He's not. No, he's not.
Hey.
Call 911 right now.
Cut it. Anyways, over the summer, guess what I was doing?
Playing Valorant?
Yep.
I'm so smart.
A lot of it.
I've been really focusing on getting collegiate scholarships so that I can move out of state after high school.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you're, like, actually getting, like, money and scholarships for it.
Yes, so I just got another offer today from Robert Morris.
Good for you.
Thank you, man. I don't want to go there, but I have the offer on the table.
Anything else? Did you do anything? Any big things that happened over the summer warrant talking about?
I got scammed.
Damn, how so?
So let's talk about this story. All right, everybody sit down. Everybody chill. Everybody chill right
this
now.
This is digital
sitting
chill.
Down. Okay, digital. Everybody digital chill right now.
Digitally chill, guys.
Yeah, literally digitally chilling. Okay, so I think I was talking to everybody about some internships that I was doing over the summer, or I was supposed to do. So I ended up signing for this one, which is like a door-to-door marketing thing. You guys know what door-to-door salesmen are, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they're like basically Jehovah's Witnesses.
I was about to say, like, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Instead of Jehovah's Witnesses, they like knocking on your door and trying to get you to pay $500 to, like, mow a lawn or something. So a lot worse. Actually, really on par. I hate Jehovah's Witnesses, personally. But basically, right, I signed up to do this thing, and it did not go as I planned. So a little bit before it was going to start, because I was still in school, so I was talking to Mr. Everett about it. I was like, you know what, I'm going to be doing this thing called I can't say the name for legal reasons, because they did actually file a lawsuit against me.
Damn.
But basically, I was out here talking to them, and I was almost ready to get onboarded. I signed the contract, which I was... technically not legally able to, because I'm under the age of 18 as of today's date. So I signed the contract, and I was absolutely ready. Like, a week before, I was talking to Everett, and he was like, hey, this is a really bad idea. You shouldn't do that. And I think that you should do something else over the summer. And then basically, I was like, you know what? You're right. I will do that. And I was talking to him like, okay, listen, I had some things come up. I basically said that, like, my house blew up or something. So, like, basically, I was like, you know, I cannot do this. I'm so sorry. I apologize greatly. And they were like, you know what? That's completely that's completely okay. You know, that's fine with me. That's like me going up to, like, somebody breaking their knee, and they're like, that's okay.
That's cool. That's all right.
Like, Gabe, if I just started choking you out right now, like, really
I mean, he'd probably, like, be into it.
I don't think I can legally say what I would do.
Yeah, I know. But basically, right, so it's like that, right? I'm in that situation. But they were like, you know what? In the contract, supposedly, I am supposed to pay $2,000.
Huh? Damn. Why are you paying money?
Because I, quote-unquote, signed up to a lease contract. Mm-hmm. So technically it would have been $500 each month that I stayed down there, because it's in Louisville. I'd have to be down there to work. So they signed a leasing contract for me to live out there. But the thing is, you know, minors cannot do that.
Yeah.
I'm a legal minor. So I was like, okay. And I bring it back to Mr. Everett. I was like, Mr. Everett, I'm fucking poor. And he was like, you know what? Give me that. I'm going to give that to somebody. And then they're going to send me a piece of paper back. And you send it to them. And then everything is okay. So basically that kind of happened, right? So we got the paper. I sent it back over to them. And originally they had filed a lawsuit as well. But they ended up dropping it immediately after they got this. Because basically I went to an elder grad who was a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I had him give me some type of document explaining why this is legally not okay. Because again, I'm fucking poor and I'm a minor.
Yeah.
That's a double whammy. Imagine like finding somebody on the street and just breaking both of his kneecaps. Not even just one, both of them. And then sucking his dick after.
Yeah, this guy, like, honestly, okay, where'd that come from?
I don't really know, but like that's basically how it was, right? So the moral of the story is, guys,
don't be poor and a minor.
Don't be poor and don't be a minor and don't sign a contract.
Do not be Khalid. Don't sign a contract. Not be young, period. Dumb, and broke.
Don't be black either.
Oh, okay. What? That one, don't think we can say that one.
I will.
He can.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Keith is black. Preface.
Yeah. I don't think I should show this to Mr. Schoenfield anymore.
No.
I don't think we should be promoting this on ENN. So this is going to stay between us. But I'm black.
Yeah. I mean, this episode is going live, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. We're not
affiliated. We are not.
We are not responsible for the things that we may teach your kids. We're not responsible. This is our disclaimer.
Your disclaimer is a little too goddamn late, because I already said sucking dick and that I'm black on this podcast. So I think a lot of things are already wrong.
Okay, we've definitely said a couple of words that we shouldn't say on this podcast.
There's a couple of things that I can say and you can't say.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things that I can say and none of you can.
All right, hold on. All right, let's all calm down here.
We each have a slur that we can say.
Hold on. All right.
Guys, I'm starting to think that there is a little bit of a racial inequality.
Hold on. Keith's all right, guys, I'm taking... Hold on. All right. I'm taking control of the podcast. So, Keith... Is there anything you would like? Is what just happened? Oh, I made you okay.
Bro, I had a stroke.
Is there anything? Is there what else? Anything else over the summer that you would like to talk about?
I got racially profiled.
What? Is this continuing the bit, or is this like actually a story?
No, it's just continuing the bit.
Oh goddamn! All right, Hunter.
Okay.
What you do this summer?
I'm still muted.
No, you're not. You're literally. Oh, you are muted.
You dumbass. Okay, so, him. All right, my summer, right, I wasn't getting racially profiled against. I went to Canada for about 5 hours-ish, roughly.
What?
Okay, let me explain.
Yeah, when you told me you went to Canada, I thought it was, like, on a vacation.
No. Okay, so, yes. Okay, so we went on a road trip, and we went basically across the entire East Coast up through New York and shit, and then we were in Niagara Falls for about a day, and in that time, we crossed the border. We literally bought passports, which are, like, you know, expensive. We had to get a passport for my dog to be in Canada for 5 hours.
That's
a little
crazy.
Doggy has a passport.
Was it worth it? Oh, it was worth it because... I mean, I have some pictures on my phone. I'm not going to fucking do it right now because I don't have service, but... No, it was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
As I say, I was.
And we went over to a restaurant there, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they changed our phone service, so we couldn't call anyone while we were in Canada because Verizon doesn't exist in Canada. Who would have guessed? But we went to a restaurant there, and they didn't accept American currency. So we were there for 2 hours trying to figure out what the fuck to do. Because we couldn't.
You guys didn't get to an exchange when you got
there. Wasn't one at the border there.
Oh man, you crossed the border.
I don't remember if there wasn't one, if it was closed, because we went there at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you go, especially at that time, and you're only planning on being there for like 5 hours, and you're like in borderline New York.
Yeah,
just like yeah.
The thing is,
pretty sure they predominantly like use American currency
along the border of like along the border. There is like there's a Hard Rock there. There's some other like tourist shit. They accept American currency, but we went. Deeper into Canada, we went into like actual.
What is their currency? Do they have their own?
Yeah, they have their own. Just Canadian dollars. It's one Canadian per 75 cents for us.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do, so we sat there for like an hour and a half until the manager came out and was like, yeah, and then looked up the conversion rate when we could have just told him, hey, it's we knew the conversion rate walking in here. But it's whatever. They were really chill about it.
That's all. Yeah, I was in Canada, God knows how many years ago, but I went to Niagara Falls. We had like a week in Canada. It was awesome. I remember Canada was just like an awesome place to be. It was so fun. Everything was just fun and lively there, and Niagara Falls was absolutely beautiful.
Niagara Falls is amazing. You know, I got a really good picture of it with no people, like no people standing in front of it. Oh my God.
I honestly think we should do like some type of trip together, like before we all graduate. I would be so down. Because like, in case we actually I know I might move away for college.
Obviously, also, a few people at home hear some ambient noise. There is a thunderstorm going outside. So,
is that the thunder?
Yeah. We really the power went out in here three times while it was my second period.
I don't think that's the band.
Maybe that's the band, actually. But it was storming. That is
not okay. It is not raining right now, Hunter.
Anything else you did over the summer, Hunter?
Like I said, we went over through that. We went saw the Statue of Liberty. We went and saw some other shit that was there. We went over the Golden Gate Bridge. Not the Golden Gate Bridge.
Is that the one that's golden and has a gate?
It's actually not golden.
Yeah, it's actually not golden.
I was going to say, isn't it red?
That's I was trying to think what else, if I can... Okay, well, my shit is being weird, so I can't show you. But, that's pretty much it.
So, yeah, like I was going to say, though, I honestly think we should do, like, some type of trip over the summer if we're not fucking dead broke. Or, like, even... really sometime before we all grad or like all leave, because I'm under the impression that I think you guys are staying in Cincinnati, right?
I am.
That's the plan.
That's a plan. You sound so upset about that.
I'm not upset about it. It's just a little confused. I'm still figuring shit out.
So what are your thoughts?
Like, I want to move out of my house, but the problem is I don't know if I want to move away to a completely different different state, away from all of my friends. It's like it's hard to make that decision, because when you make that decision now, it kind of makes the next few months of senior year seem trivial. Like, right. why make connections? Why make new friends? Why build these bonds? Why get a girlfriend when I'm just going to move away? Exactly. It seems pointless, and it's hard to make that decision with those problems up front when you're seeing your friends every day, seeing the reasons to stay in Cincinnati every day. It's hard to make that decision to move away, but at the same time, I want a new environment. I want to get away. I want to have independence. I want to meet new people, but like it's hard. My plan is to go to Xavier and dorm there, because I know Carson wants to go to Xavier, and so I'll have some familiarity. My friends will be still nearby, but I'll dorm, so I'll move out. I'll live at Xavier, so it'll be like a completely new environment. So it's the best of both worlds, it's good enough of both worlds, in my opinion.
I think the biggest thing for me is that I also have like the same dilemma, because I do have like a bunch of friends that obviously do go to Elders. Like the majority of my friends do go here, and then also like I don't necessarily want to move away, because like I have so much family here, I have so many friends and everything. But I also really do want a new environment. And I think the trade-off, it all depends on the person, but I think the trade-off for me might be a little bit higher to go to a new environment. And plus, like, obviously, I'll be coming back in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then I can still message people. It just means I won't see them every day. But even in college, like, some of the friendships that you already have, they won't necessarily fade away. But, like, it might move away and become a little bit more detached as you grow closer with other people.
I mean, I'm not, like, looking for all of my friends I have now to still be with me. I realize I'm going to lose a lot, or a lot of them's going to be diminished a bit. But I want some bit of familiarity. Like, I know Carson is going to Xavier, I'll dorm with him, hopefully. So I'll have that, like, crutch on me at all times that, like, I may be in a new environment, but I'm in a new environment with Carson. And my friend, like, I know some people who are going to UC, like, yeah, they may be far away, our friendship may be a little hindered because they're going to a completely different school, but they will still be there. Like, it will still be like, hey, you want to go play Monopoly or something? And then it's not like out of their way to come over here, or out of my way to go over there. Like, they'll still be there. So it's the little bit of familiarity is what I'm looking for, in staying in Cincinnati. And if I leave away from Cincinnati, I'm losing all familiarity. I'm in a completely new environment alone. And that's terrifying. I want some bit of familiarity. Exactly.
So where would you go if you were to actually move away?
Seems kind of counterintuitive considering moving away seems pretty far, but I'd probably go to like Kent State up in Northern Ohio or go to University of Richmond.
I see. Yeah, I was thinking for like me personally, if I do go away, which I kind of do plan to, I don't want to go so extremely far away to the point where like I can't come back here. And the thing is, like, the farthest I want to go out is like Chicago. Because realistically, you know, maybe I do want to come back here, or maybe I do have to come back here. But like, if I go all the way, because I've had offers all the way from like here to California, or like here to New York, I've had offers from all over America, especially to play esports. But even then, like, at the end of the day, it's going to be a new environment, and I want to go somewhere. Like, the thing is, if I go all the way out there, I'm not coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I'll come back for, like, breaks or whatever, but, dude, I cannot afford to go back and forth every day.
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
It'd have to be a rare occasion. Like, it'd have to be a holiday to come back.
It'd have to be.
And also, that voice crack.
Nice voice crack.
That was a good brutal. One, too. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm kind of with Gabe. I don't really want to leave because I have a lot of friends here. If I were to go, like, out of state, I do have a lot of friends that live in North Carolina, so I would probably go there, and I have a lot of family in Tennessee, so kind of close together. But, yeah, right now I have no plans of leaving Ohio. I'll probably end up going to X and actually not dorming there because I live within the 35-mile radius that basically you don't have to dorm, and I literally live, like, 10 minutes away.
I mean, so. I'm pretty sure I'm in the 35-mile radius. I want to dorm. Because I want to get
I also wouldn't really. I don't want to have to worry about moving out because I live so close anyway.
Yeah, I want to move out. I want to get out of the house. I want to badly. I want the independence as soon as possible.
I mean, maybe something will change, but, like, I never know. But, yeah, I'm probably going to attend X. And that's pretty much set in stone right now unless something, like, catastrophic happens. Like, I die or something.
Yeah, that would be very bad.
That would be
a little unfortunate.
If I end up staying here, I'd definitely go to UC because I have a lot of friends that are currently at UC. And I'm really good with, like, the esports people over there. Then also just in general, like, I already know people that are going there as well outside or inside from, like, the outer community. So it'd be, like, an easy place to go to. And also, I'd probably want to dorm there as well or even rent an apartment. The only thing is, it will be kind of, like, challenging because, like, I don't want to be at home. I really want to move out and then just start, like, pretty much fresh, you know, just, like, start with whatever I have, whatever I already know. Because, like, the thing is, right, you know, as people our age, it's kind of difficult to do things that you'd like to do whenever, like, you're kind of hindered by, you know, living with other people or living specifically with people like your parents or, like, your aunts, just examples. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of people that do have stuff like that going on, but, like, you'll have obligations that are outside of what you care about.
Right.
So it's very different from whenever you have your own place. Like, if I have my own place, I'll maybe pay a little bit more attention to detail and, like, I'd clean it more often. I'll make sure everything looks perfect, stuff like that. That'll actually matter to me, but, like, when I'm in a household where, like, five other people live there, it's super insignificant because, like, there's so many people, there's so many things, and, like, everybody's...
Why clean up when someone else is just going to dirty it immediately?
Yeah, exactly. It's not, like, it's not what is in our best interest.
I get that. And so also, it does, like, the freedom of being able to do, like, whatever you want, whenever you want. Like, you know, if I'm at home right now and I'm just chilling downstairs and it's, like, I don't know, 1 a.m. I'm up at 1 a.m. I'm like, fuck, I'm hungry. I just gotta kind of sit there or find whatever's in the fridge downstairs.
Yeah.
But
if you're by yourself,
I can just go
order
pizza.
Food or something.
Yeah, I can do whatever. Or I don't have to fucking sneak in a lot, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that is really weird, though, like, thinking about that, right? Like, if you really wanted to go out, like, if it was maybe, like, 11 and you got asked to do something, if you're in your parents' house, dude, no, you cannot. You literally cannot unless you're just okay with that.
Well,
okay.
You have a back door.
There's some.
Yeah, there's you have a back door.
There's options, but like, listen, but by your own accord, not regarding anybody else, you can't just go out and everything's gonna be fine. Like, if they catch you, they'll be extremely upset.
Right.
You know, because like, why the fuck are you outside at 11?
No, my mom can't. My mom knows. My dad is not. Doesn't.
While
enjoy
we're
that.
On the while we're on the topic of colleges and shit, what y'all going in for?
The goal is advertising. That's the so far the goal. Because I just
hit him with the radio voice, Gabe.
No. But well, the goal is to make advertisements because it combines my because I love the idea of understanding psychology and understanding how people's brains works and how this makes people do this subconsciously type stuff like psychology. I really love that. And I also like love creating things. I like making things. I love making things. I love creating things, especially for other people. And that just like combines the two. The dream is to make a living entertaining some way, but that's not necessarily something you can reliably go into college for. I know you can, but like, you can go into college for, like, whatever, media, now you have, like, an arts degree, and the jobs are not very reliable. Like, yeah. But,
right.
Yeah, an advertisement degree is fine. That's kind of the reason Xavier, Richmond, and Kent were main priorities for me, is because Xavier has advertising as a major, not marketing, not blah, 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 whatever. Because a lot of, almost every college just has marketing as a major. Very few have advertising itself as a major, except Kent does, Richmond does, and Xavier does.
I think the biggest thing, are they like, for other colleges that you've seen, are they like minors for advertising, or do they just straight up not have it listed as a major?
I think it just doesn't have it. Like, genuinely.
I would be very surprised to know that UC wouldn't have something. It might honestly just be like a quote-unquote subsidiary almost. Yeah. Like, if you go into marketing, you want to go directly for advertisements. Because, like, I can really imagine a place like UC having. I can only imagine that UC would have a program like that.
But I know that, like, Xavier, like, they ironically advertise advertising as a major in itself, and it's also the fact that like it's one of their top majors actually, and also Xavier is a heavy arts school. Like, there's music wise, it's also very heavily into that, which I would love to continue to do throughout college.
Yeah, that's kind of like where I have, because I want to go into film. I want to go into I want to be like producer and shit, and most colleges that I looked at, they have like something relating to it, but it's not like exactly what I wanted to do. And X has like digital, I think it's called like digital innovative, like film and media or some shit. And it's literally exactly what I want to do. And I'm like, damn, okay. But like, yeah, it's not necessarily like I'm going to major in it. And obviously, like you said earlier, Gabe, jobs might be a little scarce, but as long as I find something that can pay my goddamn rent and make me happy, then I don't give a shit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What about you, Keith, outside of esports?
So right now I'm looking to do business administrations with a subsidiary in marketing and a minor in French, most likely. I think the subsidiary for business administrations might change depending on like how I feel at the time, but that's kind of like what I've been going towards. It's a lot of more like corporate stuff regarding like the business side, like logistics, stuff like that, data, spreadsheets, all that type of stuff. But it's really well paying, and I find it pretty interesting, actually. Then especially if I do subside into marketing, just because I really do enjoy like creating advertisements, getting the word out on things. Unfortunately, like I haven't really put too much research into other like majors, but I know that this is something that I'd have some talent in, especially with the fact that I feel like I'm pretty good at communicating, and I'm very able to express my thoughts like clearly and in a well manner. So that's kind of like what I want to do when it comes to the future. And then when it comes to like colleges, if I do stay local, I definitely will go to UC, because UC has like a co-op program that's like top 10 in the nation, I think. Then also they have like for their business program. It's like one of the top programs as well, especially at UC, because Lindner is very, very good. If I do stay out of state, though, I'd probably go to a school in Chicago. I've looked at a couple, like DePaul University or Illinois in Chicago. I wouldn't say that they're as good colleges, though, as UC. So that's why I'm kind of weighing my balances, because there is a lot of different colleges that I could go to and I know I'll get accepted to, but I don't know if they're necessarily going to be the right fit for me. But regardless, if I do stay here at UC, I already like the campus. Obviously, I know people. I'd consider going here. But if not, you know, moving to another city, preferably more of a metropolitan city, something a little bit more confined, something similar to, like, New York, but, like, not as expensive, which would kind of be Chicago, but it's still pretty expensive, would be the best for me. I love, like, the landscape when I went there. It was just beautiful to me. And I don't know, Cincinnati, you know, I actually think that Cincinnati's like a really, really good city.
I think Cincinnati is great.
I think people who think about Ohio don't really think about how it actually is to live here, especially in a city like this. Like, it's not like Columbus. Mm-mm. Columbus is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, that's Cleveland. Columbus is not really that dirty.
Columbus is like a metro. It's very busy.
Yeah. It's
people don't necessarily care about the city. They live in the city. It's not like a part of them. Just it happens to be where they live in Columbus.
It's kind Cincinnati, of the same thing with Dayton.
I agree.
Dayton's fairly, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess dirty is the better. I was trying to think of a better word, but yeah, I guess Dayton's are a lot. Dayton's really dirty too. I'm just kind of like Columbus. Akron was fucking awful, but
Akron's like actually, pretty much Cleveland, and Cleveland is the actual dirty one. I don't think Columbus is necessarily dirty.
Columbus is just a really big city.
I don't know if we've talked about Akron here on the show, but if we haven't, it's a story for another time because
I think we have.
I don't even want to talk about Akron really. Yeah. I think we definitely have talked about it. We have definitely mentioned it.
I think we have, but
most and definitely mentioned it. All right. I think Cincinnati is so different because we actually do have, like, history, especially, like, we're right next to the Ohio River, and, like, as many people who are from here know that, like, Germans came and everything, and then they kind of built the city from the ground up. So it was, like, the majority of Cincinnati has a lot of German history, which makes it, like, a lot more rich than other cities. Because, like, a lot of the other cities, like, they're just Americans. They're not really, they don't really do anything that special. Other than maybe, like, some traditions that were started. But a lot of our culture came from another area of, like, the world, which would be Europe. And it gives us a unique opportunity to explore a lot of the German architecture that's, like, downtown. Like, if you go downtown right now and you see a lot of these, like, very big buildings, like, a lot of the, like, call signs, a lot of, like, the old signs that are, like, still up, all the building, like, shapes and everything. Like, you'll see there's a lot of, like, history behind all of it. I think it's very interesting. Especially whenever you can really go into a lot of these buildings and just, like, look around. Because a lot of the buildings have just, like, a bunch of artifacts and a bunch of, like, journals, newspapers. Like, they're all very historic, and you can gain a lot from it. It's just super interesting. And then also we have the traditions as well. Like, we have, what's it called? Cincinnati, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. We obviously have, like, the first baseball team or MLB team, the Reds.
Oktoberfest. I don't know if that's nationwide, but I know that's big here. Though.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of culture here. I think that we probably have the most culture out of all of the cities in Ohio.
Yeah.
I think if there's a city you want to go to, it would be Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And maybe Columbus. And
that's it.
Yeah. I wouldn't really go to Cleveland.
Maybe Kent. I don't really know. Somewhere northern.
Yeah. Somewhere northern.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Cincinnati, but the thing is, right, if I do go out of state, though, I want to learn even more about more areas. Like, Chicago is also very historical, very big city.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing it is, it's very walkable. I love that.
Yeah, I love that. When I was in Europe, that was awesome.
There's a lot of public transport and shit there, too.
Yeah, there's still a lot of public transport, but it's also still, like, if you're in the downtown area, you can walk everywhere.
It's not like, I guess it is, it's not like New York where there's traffic just fucking.
I hate the necessity for cars.
You cannot move in New York. Like,
if you want to go anywhere, you're driving.
Yeah, and that's why I love these type of cities, right? Because, like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I hate the fact that you have to drive like 30 minutes to get to like a certain like thing.
Yeah.
Like you have to drive so
long.
Yeah,
I agree.
But like when I was in Chicago, it's very like reminiscent of like the European, because like the thing is like there are certain cities that were made like New York. New York was built around walking because they were one of the first like cities.
That's why. Yeah, that's that is literally. I'm pretty sure we've talked. I think we've talked about that before. But yeah, that's why America is so heavily car focused, is because they spread out so quickly, and then they built small settlements, and then those settlements, by the time they became big and started spreading outward, we started moving up. We started getting cars, so there's no need to build a bunch of these small, like a bunch of these cities, like big fucking everywhere, like Europe is. And plus, Europe's a lot smaller than America, so America's so spread out. And there's only, like, big hodgepodges of a bunch of cities that you have to drive.
It's, like, a bunch of little small cities, like, spread all across. And
we didn't have time to really build it really packed in like Europe does.
Yeah. If it was really... I would love to just have a walkable city. Because the thing is, in Cincinnati, like, other than downtown...
I was going to say downtown, you can walk.
You can definitely walk. But, like, you can't walk anywhere else.
No.
Like, if you're in Avondale, you can't really walk around. It's such a, like, big area. You could be in the middle of Avondale, and you'd have to walk like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour to get to like certain locations because they're so far apart. But like whenever I'm in Chicago, like literally like three blocks apart, there was like four different Starbucks, a Target, a Dunkin', Subway. It's everything. There's so much stuff. Like there's like plenty of commercial stores. Like you can walk down the street, find a big mall. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
It's so nice. And the thing is, it stretches, like, from, like, the south to the north loop. It's, like, a big stretch of, like, area where it's all walkable. It's so nice. Obviously, if I go to college, it'll probably be in, like, a little bit more of a suburban part. But even the suburban areas are, like, walkable.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that something like that is, like, super ideal. And I don't want to have a car to go anywhere, right? If I don't end up, like, buying a car before I graduate here, I want to be in a place where it wouldn't be an issue to not have a car. Because, like, a lot of people that go to Chicago, specifically to go to college, they don't actually bring their cars.
Yeah.
And that's mainly because, like, a lot of the time, like, you don't really need a car to get around there. Like, obviously, it will help to get to certain places that are, like, a little bit further away, but
I'm going to shut the door.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, the band is being
fucking Actually, I think we have, like, 3 minutes left.
We do have
to. Do we have to get out at 4?
Yeah,
I believe
just walked
so.
In and...
Well, yeah, but I thought he just walked in to see that we were doing stuff. I didn't think he told
you. Said we have to get out of here soon.
Yeah.
Well, soon is not 4, so we can wait.
Didn't you want to get out of here at 4?
I don't need to get out of here at any time.
We should get out at 4, just because...
Damn, I didn't get to talk about summer at all.
We have next week.
Do we? I hope so. I'm holding you to that. We have next week.
We have next week.
We have
go close the door real quick. Hurry up.
No, but if we have three... Fine. We have 3 minutes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
eight, nine, ten.
Happy
New
Year. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are running out of time 21. Here, so we're going to wrap this up.
Hold on, I don't even have the headset back on.
All right, now we're going to wrap this up. Also, the band is going crazy. I don't know if y'all heard that.
Absolutely nuts right now in the Shaper Center parking lot.
You
probably got a ticket.
Uh-oh. Did you move your car?
It's fine.
I did not move my car. It's fine.
It's okay. Well, that was a really good talk, though. We talked about a lot of things here in this episode.
We talked about a good amount of shit, and we have a lot more to talk about tomorrow. Like Gabe mentioned, he still has stuff to go about over the summer.
Dude, I literally have a full, like,
he
document.
He has a full, like,
that
essay
I didn't even get
about.
To get into
oh,
at all. I didn't get into anything in my summer.
Yeah.
That's tragic. Well, that will probably be the entire thing.
We haven't even talked about, like, this school year and, like, you know, we obviously do have a couple more plans we didn't get to talk about today. But, yeah. That'll be it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I am one of your hosts, Hunter All. I am joined here with
Keith Clark,
Gabe Pilly.
And we will see you beautiful people next time. Keith, do you have any words that you would like to say?
Do I have any words to say? Yes, sir, I do. I would like to thank the ENN studio hosted by Mr. Rogers here at Elder High School for letting us use this area of the map of Elder High School today to record this podcast. I would greatly like to thank everybody for listening in to our podcast. It's been a little bit of a rough start this first month, but we are getting back into the swing of things, and hopefully we'll be back on schedule soon, so we will be able to provide all these episodes on a consistent basis. And then, Gabe, do you have anything to say before I subside?
Basically, we're here. We're back. We're going to be recording all the time. I love you all. Thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for the rest of Season 3. It's going to be more of the same, but even better.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening to the Digital Show Podcast, and have a wonderful day.
Adios, amigos.
Adios.
Adios, amigos. All
right. Swagging.
Swag.